All right. Starting recording. Is it recording? There it goes. What's up? Welcome back to High Life. This is our second video interview that we're trying out here. I only had one guy that was like, I can't do Skype. And I was like, okay, well, never mind.
How can't you do Skype? It's Skype.
I don't know. He just didn't want to do Skype.
Okay.
So anyways, everyone, this is Q. I was on her podcast, Bish, I Am the Manager, back in April. And that was a lot of fun. We got stoned as shit, talked about getting stoned as shit at work. So I was like, hey, why don't I have her on my show? Because it's still content and it's still creating. So you're a content creator.
Yeah, at this point, I'm about to be making these YouTube videos. So, hey.
All right. So how did you get into podcasting? What made you want to do a podcast?
So honestly, I had did some of my friends' podcasts, and I was like, oh, this is fun. I like to talk. Also, in high school, middle school, through high school and college, I was in speech and debate. So, you know, I was always talking. So I was like, why not do a podcast? Also, I wanted to do, like, talk radio. That was, like, one of my dreams as a kid. It was like, I want to be on TV talk show host or radio host. So the next best thing is podcasting. So here I am.
I'm the same way. Like, I'm going to start sending out clip samples of episodes to different radio stations and try to drum up some interest.
Mm. That's actually a smart
thing. That is my new goal.
That is smart. Never thought of that.
I didn't either until I was all over on my TikTok, I started doing a lot of the duet challenges for Radio DJ Challenge. And I would duet it, do the voiceover, you know, read off what they want. And everyone's like, man, you're so good at that. You're so good at that. Well, one of the people that I kept duetting his videos was live on TikTok, and he was like, hey guys, like send me your audio samples, you know, and stuff like that. I was like, should I do it? Should I? He's like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. So I sent him a quick sample, and that did not get the reaction I wanted. But the quick sample that I did was like just me talking into the microphone for no fucking reason. I wasn't talking to anyone. I was just trying to like make a quick little dummy commercial just to send something in. And I was like, that was fucking stupid. Let me send like actual samples of me talking to people. That's completely different.
Yeah. I think they're probably like, what is he rambling about? Like, what is he rambling? Is he rambling?
Oh, that's, you know, that's my new thing, is trying to make it to radio. So I completely understand that. So what, and then how did you come up with Karen stories? By the way, I love the hat.
Thank you. Thank you. So actually, this show idea came up because of frustration. I have been working in the service retail industry for the past 10 to 11 years. And I just was like, why is nobody talking about this? Like, you hear people talk about it, but it's like not a conversation. It's just like, oh, they mention it, you know? And I was just like, I know that people would resonate with this because we're all tired. Like, and then especially after the pandemic and the great, what they're calling the great, resignation.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody, like, it's just like, I think that everybody's fed up. at this point. And I think that I was just trying to give the fed up people a voice. And one of the fed up people being me, because I'm fed up. Like, because it's not just Karens, though. It's like, it's Karens, it's companies, it's coworkers, it's bosses. You know, all these experiences, all these things that we go through on a daily basis, no one talks about it. I think that it's time we have a conversation.
Like, I love that. I completely agree.
Because we're tired.
You're like, damn it. This right. Shit's happening and people need to know.
Yeah. And I'm like hoping that like people will look at it and like when they go places, they like kind of start to, you know, okay, I understand that people are going through stuff. Let me not go in here and be an asshole today. You know, like,
right.
That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping for the sake of everybody. Cause
it's like I had a bad experience with a local pizza place and everybody at my work, cause like I ordered it to my job and everybody's like, oh, you should call and complain. You should call and complain. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to call and complain because she looked pretty grumpy and I'm not gonna, you know.
Not gonna poke that.
Like my delivery driver was like another 30 minutes, was like 30 minutes late delivering my pizza to me. And so I live out in the middle of fucking nowhere. The closest pizza place is like 5-10 minutes away. But like into town. So I'm like, you know, I understand like they'll bring multiple orders out here to the countryside and deliver them all at once. So, okay, cool. But by the time I got my pizza, it was like room temperature. And my salad, like some of the cheese had started to melt. And I was like, well, this kind of sucks. What took her 30 extra minutes to deliver this pizza? But then I was like, okay, well, obviously something, something's going on. And I'm not going to be that guy. And like call him bitch about it. So.
I mean, what I'm saying is just don't be a rude person. Don't let your food be terrible. Like, don't.
I mean, their food's not the greatest. It's just, you know, the only thing that delivers.
Understood. Trust me, I experienced that. But I was in Indiana recently, ordered off of Uber Eats. And so, like, I'm tracking it because, like, I'm starving. So I'm like, okay, I ordered Uber Eats. And they go to the pizza place and they said the pizza's ready. And then the order gets canceled. So, you know, I'm like, okay, the driver canceled it. That's cool. I reorder it. And then Pizza Hut calls me and they're like, hey, did you know that you reordered your order? And I was like, yeah, it told me to because it got canceled. They were like, well, the lady left out with it. And I was like, what? Are you serious?
Oh my God. Like, she saw that food and she goes, cancel.
Right. I mean, and free it won't nothing. Night. Right. It won't nothing but like a pepperoni pizza. Like, dude, like really? Like,
she's like, free pizza.
Pretty much.
That's fucked up.
I was so mad. And like, Pizza Hut was
and
like,
and you paid for it.
Yeah, I did. And Pizza Hut's like, oh, we're just going to cancel. So they canceled it. So therefore, I didn't have to end up paying for it. Like, my money came back. But Pizza Hut was like offering me stuff. And I was like, look, why would I take a free pizza from you when you already lost the pizza?
That makes sense.
Like, why? I was like on the phone with the manager, like, listen, you already lost the pizza. Why would you give me a free pizza because of somebody else? This has nothing to do with you. This is Uber Eats' fault.
Right.
He was like, I just feel bad. I said, I get it, you feel bad, but don't, no, sir, what are you doing? Like, I'm not, Like, what are you doing as a business? Like, thinking in a business sense, what are you doing? That's two losses tonight. Well, you could just take one and just keep it going. I'm not, right. You know, I'm not going to be like most people. I'm not going to be greedy, like, yeah, let me get the free pizza. You know, no. At this point, I lost my appetite because I'm mad. Like, so I don't even want it anymore. I was in Uber Eats typing, like, you know what? You have a driver that is a greedy motherfucker.
Well, like, I went into town one night and I wanted food and I was like, all right, so I was like, let's go Taco Bell. So I go pull up to Taco Bell and I'm like, I want the taco and burrito party pack. And they're like, oh, we don't have enough beef. And I'm like, you don't close for 45 minutes. What do you mean you don't have enough beef? I was like, you know what? Never mind. Just cancel that. And I drove off and I was like, oh, Subway's 24 hours over at the truck stop. Let's go over there. So I go over there and they're like, oh no, we're not 24 hours because of COVID. And I'm like, did COVID like get more dangerous after dark or something? Like, I didn't understand that.
Like, I didn't understand that either.
Why did everything need to start closing at 10 or 11 o'clock at night? Like, does it get more dangerous after that time? Like, I don't understand.
COVID festers more at night. It takes hold of bodies at nighttime.
Inside Walmart with the coin, just flipping it. Hey there, I see you out after midnight.
I got this COVID-19 for you.
You're out after curfew. What you doing?
What you doing this out this late?
So I'm like, all right, fuck it. So I go over and sit in my car and I'm like, I'll order Pizza Hut. Stuffed crust pizza sounds amazing. I just wanted to go home, smoke, and just chill with some food. It's all I wanted to do. And I was like, oh, wings, that sounds good too. So I ordered the pizza, I ordered the wings. And I was like, okay, it's gonna be a little bit, so I'm just gonna sit here. And I was like, oh, I'll go get some like pizza and liquor. You can't get that at a soda and liquor.
I know what you meant.
From the gas station, because you can't get that at truck stops. So I was like, all right, so I go to the gas station. Well, before I can leave the truck stop, my phone rings, and it's a local number, and I'm like, hello? And they're like, this is Pizza Hut. Sorry to tell you this, but we don't have any wings. And I'm just like, ah, that's fine. They're like, do you want to do like breadsticks, cheese bread, you know? So, no, it's fine. It's all right. And so I was like, all right, whatever. So I was like, oh, Domino's is right next door to Pizza Hut, and they have a fucking drive-thru. So I'm just going to order wings from Domino's. I still want the Pizza Hut pizza because I want my stuffed crust meat lover's pizza. I'm just ordering wings from Domino's and pizza from Pizza Hut.
Hey, Pizza Hut ain't had no wings.
Then I go to the gas station. I grab the 2 liter of soda, go up to the counter, and the guy's sitting all the way at one end, away from the actual register. But I noticed there's another register down where he's at. So I said, are you down there or are you over here? I get the same question all the time at my gas station, like, which register are you at? So I don't walk to the wrong one and have to walk all the way back over here. And he's like, I'll be there in a minute. Give me a second. Jeez. And I'm like,
jeez.
Motherfucker, like the moment I walked in this gas station, you should have got off your ass and been at the register. Like that's how it is at my gas station. Like, as soon as you see a customer in the store, you go to your register.
Yeah, that's how it was when I worked at a gas station. You're supposed to.
Right. And so he like slowly walks over to the register and I was like, can I get a pint of Jim Beam also? So he brings it up, and I hand him the money. And then, like, I'm grabbing the stuff, and I was like, kind of glance up at him. And he's like, I'm getting you your change. Don't worry. I'm like, I don't know who you've been dealing with tonight, dude. But I've already had Taco Bell turn me down. Subway turn me down. Pizza Hut tell me they ain't got no wings. I will drag you across this counter.
Tonight is not the night for this bullshit. Like,
not the mood for your attitude, dude. And then so he's like, answer me my change. I shove it in my pocket. And he's like, let me guess, you want a bag? And I'm like, no, I got this. And I just grab my shit and leave. I'm just like, no. No.
I've lost my
not shit. Escalating see, this.
But see, like, I talk about it on my show all the time. I'm like, you know, you don't have to be an asshole. You know, I don't care what kind of day you're having. The customer did not ask for that. Treat people how you want to be treated. And, you know, you don't have to be an asshole because you had a Karen earlier.
Right.
Dust the Karen off and go on to your next customer pleasant. Because, like I said, you wouldn't want to go anywhere and you have a customer treating you like that. Like, I mean, a worker treating you like that. You'll be mad because I'm mad for you. Because I think that I'm more mad because of the Taco Bell and the... That would have been so frustrating. Like, I'm pissed. Like, I'd have been mad. Somebody's establishment where got burned down.
Well, and I was going to call Taco Bell the next day and, like, bitch the manager about it. But I was like, it ain't even worth it. It ain't even worth it.
Is it the same one you used to work at?
No, but it's the same franchise. So, like, if I wanted to start shit, I have the phone numbers to start some shit. And I was like, it's not even worth it. It's not even worth it.
Yeah, I had this crazy experience at Taco Bell once. And I called corporate on their ass, okay? I'm sorry I had to, but they really made me mad. We went in there, and I ordered all the Supreme shit. Because, like, when I went to Taco Bell, 9 times out of 10, I'm getting something Supreme, right? And the only thing that makes the shit Supreme, realistically, is the sour cream and the tomatoes, right? Yes,
that's all it
that's
is.
That's it. That's all yes, it is.
That's all it is.
Then why on God's green earth, when I ordered the Supreme shit, y'all did not tell me there were no sour cream and tomatoes? Y'all were out. Y'all didn't have it. But you let
and they charged pay. You for it anyways?
Yes. They charged that's me for it anyway. So I was like, we got the food. No one said anything. And I was thinking they were like, I hope they don't notice. But we sat down. We sat down.
They're not going to notice cold ingredients on their hot food.
Right. So, like, I opened the tacos, and I'm like, there's no tomato and sour cream. That's the Supreme. That's what I paid this extra dollar for. So I go back up there, and do you know they had the audacity to be mad at me for asking for a refund? After I said, hey, there's no sour cream and tomatoes on this, and they're like, we're out. Okay, well, I pay for the Supreme. Can I get my money back? Because this is not a Supreme.
So that manager, the MIC, the manager in charge, should have been on the line making the food with them, seeing that it said Supreme, knew they were out, and been like, hey, dip shit up front. Yeah, hey, we don't have Supreme right now. Give them a refund for blah, blah, blah amount.
Right. Right. I know that. That's why I wasn't tolerating the fact that the manager got an attitude with me. It wasn't the employee.
Sometimes managers just like to get attitudes with people for no reason. Although I have a hilarious instance that happened recently. So I had a customer come in to the gas station, and I rang up this 24 case of soda for $11.99. But wait, the sign back there said $10.99. She wanted that dollar difference.
Of course she did.
So I was like, well, I have to go, you know, get my manager to do this or get it approved. I can't just do it. And so I go back there, and I'm like, hey, boss, the cubes are ringing up for a dollar more than the sign says. And she goes, we're just going to have to call the proper authorities. We can't sell them today. She's like, go discount it a dollar. And I'm like, all right, I'm just running it past you. So, you know, Karen up there doesn't know that I can just do it on my own.
They never know. And then the people that think they know, it's crazy because, like, working in cell phones, the one thing that people think is that I have the power to do things that I do not have the power to do. I could do a lot, but I can't do what they think I could do. Like,
right.
Go and turn their phone back on if they have not paid their bill. I can't do that. Like, I can't turn your phone back on. Like, I've had so many customers like, turn my phone back on right now. And I'm like, pay your bill. You know, the money, once you put the money there, it'll cut on. I can't make it cut on without the money.
Right.
You know, like, but sometimes, like, oh, I could. At first, they stopped letting us do this, but I used to be able to, like, discount things on their accounts. I used to be able to do that. I'm not going to tell everybody I knew how to do that, or I could do that. Absolutely right. Not. Like,
well, it's like I had a friend tell me to call Charter, because she said, don't do it through the instant chat. But she's like, if you call Charter and complain about your bill, and mention the Better Business Bureau. So, like, just mention them. Just be like, well, you know, maybe I should call them because you're charging astronomical prices. They will discount your bill.
Wonder if that works for Spectrum, too.
Well, yeah, Spectrum, Charter.
Well, I'm calling tomorrow.
Sorry for giving out the secrets.
Oh, well, I'm calling tomorrow. That's it, because I'm tired. And all I'm paying for is internet, and it went up like $20. And I'm like, talking about promotional.
The promotional period was over. So I got lucky. I somehow qualified for assistance with my internet. And I was like, okay, cool. So they pay. I upgraded my internet. I took advantage of this shit. So I only pay I was paying $60 a month, and I got it knocked down to like 40. And then I upgraded my internet. I had to pay one bill at full price, and then it went back down again to like 50. And I was like, fuck yeah.
I'm jealous.
I was like, I'm getting higher speeds and a cheaper price. I was like, fuck yeah. And what I did, I found, like, when I applied for it was before I got a raise at work. So they're like, they don't know that I got, you know, that I'm making more money now. I'm like, this is great.
Oh, you're living a life. I'm jealous. Paying for full internet. I'm trying to find a work from home job so they can pay for my internet.
There you go. That's so what are you going to do for work now? Since you're unemployed, what are you going to do?
Well, looking for a job, but I'm thinking that I'm just gonna, in the meantime, in between time of me looking for a job, because I am very picky. Like, I'm not just gonna go get any job. Like, I have to know where I'm going, because if I don't like the job, I'm not gonna care about the job. So partially the reason of why I, you know, they were like, I don't care about firing her. Because I was more focused, honestly, I was so, like, tuned in with the podcast that, like, I really was focused on that. So, like, if there's, like, Karen situations where I was working, I was just, like, being nosy, and then customers are probably walking by like, oh, they know that I can help them because I'm over here worried about Karen. So, I think that for now, I'm just going to full-fledge into my podcast for now.
There you go.
Got some savings. a little bit of savings. And like I said, I had told you I got into an accident. I don't think I can really do too much right now. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So
I ordered business cards for my podcast.
Great, because I did that too. I literally, like, when I flew this, when I was flying back, or actually when I was flying to Utah, I gave, like, at least 5 or 6 flight attendants my business card, because I was wearing this hat, and they were like, oh, my God, I love your hat. Where'd you get it from? And I was like, oh, I make this hat. This is my hat. This is where you can find it. Also, I do a podcast, you know, so networking.
Nice.
I'd rather, like, meet people in the field of things, because they understand, they understand better than me sitting here like, oh, social media, you know?
Right. Yeah, I have hit some dead ends recently. I tried to get a hold of one person. They're like, oh, email me at this email address. So I emailed them. Never heard back. I'm like, you responded faster on Instagram. What the fuck? And then a bunch of other people I've messaged and never heard anything back. And they're like, oh, if you want to reach out to me, reach out to me on Instagram. And I'm like, all right, cool. Reach out on Instagram, nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, you know, so now, you know, I've been dealing with that. You know, I've been dealing with that. Like, people, I'll reach out to them. Hey, you want to be on my podcast? You want to do this? And they're like, yeah, 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 yeah. And then nothing for never. And I'm not going to chase you down.
So I am switching to only posting every 2 weeks. Only releasing an episode every other week. So that gives me more time to get something recorded and edited. Because I'm already committed to, you know, being on a schedule. Otherwise, I would, you know, do like you did and, like, record ahead of time.
That's
I didn't.
My life.
I didn't think that far ahead when I started doing this, and it was just like, oh, I'll record and then, you know, release it as I get, you know, as they come. And then, like, last year, I got so far ahead of myself that I, hold on, my computer's being stupid. What is happening? Why are you on top of you? It's like the little square, the little square box on my screen, like, appeared in front of your face, and I'm like, well, why is the little square of you on top of your face? Like, what is going on here?
This was like, wait.
My computer's being weird. I don't know what that was. All right. So anyways, I forgot where the fuck I was going, because that's what always happens.
Yeah, like it was just a little blip. It's okay, because I do that too. I'll be like, wait, what was I talking about again?
Right.
It's the simulation, guys, messing with us. You know we're in a simulation. They just click delete.
Well, so I got rid of somebody at work, finally. I got them to quit. It was my most just... I hated this coworker with a passion. She was just a piece of crap, and finally she quit, and I was like, yes, yes, finally. And then one of my buddies, he goes, what are you going to do now? And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, I mean, it's like Batman finally defeating the Joker. Like, what do you do now? And I'm like,
defeated your arch nemesis.
Right. And I was like, I don't know. Another one will pop up soon, I'm sure.
That's like, I feel like, yeah, like, when I was at one of my old jobs, we all had, like, this equal hate towards one person, right? And then when that person left, we were all just kind of sitting there like, all right, who do we hate next? Who do we hate next? Because we didn't know what to do. Like, who do we hate next? Then you start turning on each other. It's like, you! you.
Listen, I've chased away managers. I've chased away coworkers. I've chased people off from jobs before. So, I mean,
hey, sometimes you got to, though. I've been there too. I set up a whole manager. I set him up good fashion. He needed it, though. He needed it bad because he was a fucking dick. So when I set him up, it was so, like, I can't describe the feeling of how wonderful it felt to see the look on his face when he walked in. Like, let me just tell you what it did, because it feels so great, and I love talking about it because he was a bitch. So this manager was the type of manager that would come in, clock in, go home, come back at the end of the night, and clock out. Do nothing. So none of our orders, we don't have inventory. We don't have cleaning supplies. We don't have office supplies. We don't have anything because his ass is not doing anything. So I got sick of it because this directly affects me. Like, we don't even have toilet paper in the bathroom to wipe our booties. So at this point, I'm upset. I have to go to the Dollar Tree around the corner and buy supplies so that way we can maintain. Now, this is coming out of my pocket for the money that I make here. That pisses me off. So I was like, okay, not only that, but because he's not working, you know, that forces whoever's there to have to stay. Like, if it was supposed to be him and another person, you know, if you had literally like a half a shift, like a half a day shift, and then he never comes back until the end of the day, guess who's stuck doing that whole shift? Because you can't close the store, you know? So I got tired of it. So I called my DM. And I was like, hey, I need some training. Can you come in store and can you help me out with some stuff? And he was like, sure. So first of all, this guy, he loved me and he knew that, you know, he said, anytime you need me, I'll come through. And I was like, yeah, I just want you to spend the whole shift with me. You know, I'm feeling a little insecure about my sales. And he was like, oh yeah, sure, sure. So he comes in first thing in the morning, we open. And he didn't come in until after the manager left, clocked in and left. So he comes in right after that, because we have like a morning meeting, of course. So he comes in and he's like, you know, he sees something off, but he doesn't say anything. So we're working the whole shift. Now when he clocks in, he can see everybody clocked in at the store.
Okay.
So I could tell that he knew what I was doing at that point, because he kind of looked at me and he looked down and he was like, okay. Right. And so it came, like, I worked the whole day because I wasn't supposed to. This was me and the manager. The manager never came in. He was like, do you want to stay? I was like, yeah, I'll take the overtime. Gladly. I'll stay. I'll have fun. Right. Because I want to see what's going to unfold. So it comes closing time and he comes strolling in there wearing Sunday's best. He done went to some event or something. You know, he looks good. Don't look like he came to work. He don't have his work uniform on. He comes in there and he literally opens the door. He's smiling, laughing, like, you know, I'm getting away with this shit. And he opens the door. He sees the manager and he's like, and I'm in the corner like, yes! Because I'm excited. Because I'm like, yo, yeah, bitch, you're caught now. And so the DM's like, hey, where you been all day? You've been on the clock, but you ain't been here. What's going on? I've been here all day since this morning. What's going on? And he's like, fired. I was like,
damn.
Bye-bye. I set him right up. He pissed me off, though.
So when I worked at Taco Bell, we had this manager that, so my general manager went on to be a district manager, and we got sent somebody else. Well, I was like, all right, I'll give this guy a try. And at first he was cool. He was younger, so he was like more cool with, you know, some of the shit that like the other GM was like really strict on. So I was like, all right, I'll give this guy a chance. Well, then he like started becoming a piece of shit. And I was like, all right, I can't put up with this no more. Well, come to find out, he was stealing from the safe and was doing lines of coke off the dash of his car before lunch rush. He would go to Chicago every weekend. He didn't work weekends. He's like, I work Monday through Friday, and that's it. And we're like, okay, well, what if we need you on a weekend? He's like, then don't need me. We're like, the fuck? So we couldn't get him in trouble for the not being there on the weekends. Our district manager was like, I mean, there's no rule saying that they have to work any weekends. You know, if they're like, there's nothing we can do about that. Well, then we sat there just reporting every little thing he did. Well, then eventually one day it's the opening managers. So like I was the breakfast manager and then the lunch manager would come in. When she came in, we had to both sit and count the safe together. And there was $82 in there.
$82 total.
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 Change and all.
Oh, he was running. He ran that shit up.
They're supposed to be over $1,800.
How many registers?
That. Huh?
How many registers was it?
What do you mean?
Like, did he take the money out of the registers, or he took it out of, like, the deposit?
So this money was our cash safe.
Oh.
So instead of having a drop safe to get stuff, a manager had to come up with their key, open it up. That's also where we kept the petty cash, change for 20s and 100s, stuff like that. That wasn't the safe for the bank or anything. That was just like that was our in
petty
store
cash
money.
Yeah.
Right. So that's where he was stealing from, and we were a high volume store, so we were like one of the stores that kept a lot of money in that safe. So I call our old general manager and said, hey, I haven't been here, but, you know, maybe a year and a half-ish. Is there for any reason the safe should be at $82? And she's like, no, no. You need to call your district manager now. Okay. Well, the GM's supposed to be there at some point that morning, but he usually came in like right before lunch rush started or as it was starting, you know. And so I call our district manager and I'm like, hey, our cash safe is at $82. And he's like, I'm gonna call your manager real quick and I'll call you back. All right. The manager says, oh, it's in the inner safe, inside the safe. And he's like, well, why is it in there? And he's like, oh, I moved it. He's like, okay, well, you need to tell your employees how to get into it. So he calls us and he's like, hey, so you have to open the safe and then you have to say you want to open the inner safe and then you got to wait like 15 minutes out. It was a bunch of bullshit. So we do all that. We wait for the inner safe to open. Neither of them, they're both on their way, supposed to be on their way to the restaurant, but neither of them are there yet. And we open the inner safe and it's just cobwebs. There's nothing in that inner safe. And we're like, I called my district manager back and I'm like, hey, it's empty. He's like, there's nothing in there. I said, unless we count cobwebs, no. And he's like, all right, I'm pulling in now. It's like, leave it open. Okay. So he comes in, he sees that it's basically fucking empty. So they gave him 30 days to pay the money back. He said, we know you stole it. You have 30 days to pay it back. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we have to file charges and get it back that way. So 30 days later, they come in and the GM's like, hey, I have to go up front and have a meeting with the district manager. We're sitting there in the office watching it on the camera monitors out in the lobby. And my manager hands the district manager like some cash. And then district manager walks over, puts it in the safe, goes over to him and goes like this, you know, motioning. He walks him out to his car, and that was it. Ugh. And we're just, like, stunned. Like, none of us knew this was going to happen. We didn't know. Like, we had no clue that he was getting fired that day. So the district manager comes in, like, starts coming back inside. And I'm like, everybody, like, get back to work. Get back to work. Get out of the office.
Because everybody's probably sitting there like, oh my God.
Right. And I'm just like, get back to work. He's coming in. So he comes in there. He goes, your new manager is going to be in here in 5 minutes. I expect this place to be, you know, ready for lunch before she gets here. And we're like, yes, sir.
Because you might be in a fire and spirit now, you know, this is my job. Right. You might be feeling it. I don't know.
Then
that's
I got called out by the new manager for like some of the stuff that I did allow to happen. And I was like, listen, I wasn't going to report every little thing, only the things that pissed me off. Okay.
Exactly.
There were so many times he was like,
oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was saying there were so many times he was like, oh, you guys can open late. You guys can close early. You know, like there was so much shit that I was like, all right, shit. I'm okay with this. I'm not going to sit and call, he's letting me leave work early. Fuck that. I'm leaving.
Who the fuck's going to report that? Like,
exactly.
Unless I was sent home early.
Right.
Unnecessarily. And even then, I might not say nothing. I might just be like,
The one time he tried to fire me, I called my boss and I said, hey, I was running a fever and throwing up. I can't be working in a restaurant under those conditions. He wants to fire me for it, or at least demote me. I got to work, and he was like, you can be the manager today. And I was like, no, I'm just an employee. It's okay. I was like, bitch, you're going to run this today. I'm not a manager today.
That's hilarious. What I was gonna say earlier is just like, you know, I won't report nothing. You can do what you want, but if it starts to affect my money or me personally, that's when I'm gonna be like, okay, hold on.
That's the shit we were reporting to them, was like he was affecting business. Like, uh-huh. When we went to open the safe and all that money was missing, I was like, we would have to do credit cards only for an entire day.
Yeah,
like I looked at my coworker. I was like, we can only do credit cards today. I was like, we literally have no money in the safe. We would have to send people. We would have no change. We would be completely out of change. We would have to send people with cash to go to Walmart, Schnucks, a bank, wherever they could go and buy rolls of change, because we had nothing.
And then also, I reported that too, because you don't want it to fall on you.
Right. I was like, no. See, I counted this shit. It's way off. You know, and that's why it was always more than one manager counting it. Why it was never just, oh, let me count the safe real quick, go away. No, right. It was you both go count this together.
Yep, because you won't get me.
Mm-mm. Exactly.
I don't play that we sharing drawer stuff, none of that. You're not, I don't want to be held responsible for nothing you got going on, none of that. Nope. I've seen it happen to too many coworkers, like sharing drawers with people, and that person made them short and the drawer was in their name, you know?
Uh-huh.
And now they're sitting here looking at a write-up like, but I didn't take any money.
Right. There was a chick I was in the National Guard with. She ended up working at the same Taco Bell franchise I was working at. And she got fired because her boyfriend decided to steal out of her cash, out of her drawer. So he came up to her, ordered food, and then when she was putting the money in the drawer, someone called for her. She turned her head, and he reached over and stole the money out and ran out the door. And I'm like, where the fuck do you think you're going to go? Like, now you cost her her job.
Yeah, pretty much.
They know who you are. Like, how far do you think you're going to get?
Why would you? I would never steal it, your job or your significant other's job, because you're going to get caught. Like, it's, you know, if you don't steal, steal somewhere that nobody knows you.
They're going to know who you are.
He's an idiot. And he deserved whatever. If he got caught, he deserved it. That's all I can say about that.
See, they quit. They wouldn't feed us any information on what was going on with that.
Well, I'm sure it was consequences, and I hope that he learned his lesson, because that's fucking stupid. World's dumbest criminals.
Snoop Dogg has a show on Peacock.
He does?
Yeah. I think it's like Dumb Criminals. So it's kind of like Ridiculousness, but with like security, but like videos of people committing crimes.
Oh, I gotta get into it, because I probably laugh. Because like I've seen those videos. Like, there used to be a show. Well, it's still a show. World's Dumbest. It comes on like Spike, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, and it was just like one, this dumb dude. Like, he walked into the gas station with no mask on. And he was like pointing his hoodie up like he had a gun. And then like he pulled his hands out and was like, nothing, you know? And he's just standing there like, you know, and they're like, the store owner's like, get out. Like, you try to get out. And it's like, really?
Did you ever see the video of the Jimmy John's getting robbed? And the guy just like calmly opens the drawer and starts handing the money. And the guy's like, shoving the gun hard in the guy's face, and he's just like, smacks it away. He's like,
no, I didn't see that.
Knock it off if you want your money.
Like, if you shoot me, you're not gonna get your money, stupid.
They like interviewed him on the news, and they were like, you know, oh my gosh, that was so brave of you to knock that gun away. And he's like, I mean, I'm trying to give him his money, and he's sitting there yelling at me, so, I mean, he's like, what do you want me, I'm getting your money, chill.
Like, at this point, what are you doing it for? What are you doing this for?
And just the look on his face was like, not again.
That's how it is, though. Like, I'm pretty sure they get robbed all the time, if that's the case. And this is probably like the 100th time, and he's just like, oh, today's the 100th robbery. I'm over it. Like,
well, ding, this ding, is...
you're robber number 100.
Yep, I'm quitting the job now.
Yep. Whew, I'm sorry. It's really early in California right now, so.
Yeah. You're 2 hours behind me.
Yeah. I usually don't get up till noon now.
I have to work today, so it's like, it was either this morning or like 9-10 o'clock at night for you.
I mean, either way, I'm cool. I had to get up to feed the lizard, so.
There you go. Well, it has been awesome talking to you again. Guys, check out her show, Bish, I Am the Manager. I will tag it in the descriptions. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Have a great day at work.
I hope you heal from your injuries.
I will. I got doctor's appointments tomorrow, so.
Take it easy.
We'll be in there. But yep, I'm trying. Thanks for having me.
Smoke some pain meds. So there you go. All right. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks. Bye, everybody.